Let's go back to the drawing board today. And by that, I mean, let's look at a story in the segment known as Failure Friday. Every Friday, we get to hear from a side hustler, a small business owner, an entrepreneur, someone who shares a story of something that does not go well, something that is kind of a mistake, a misstep, a disaster, or an outright failure. Sometimes it's a bad idea. Sometimes it's an idea that doesn't quite execute or implement properly. Sometimes the idea is great. The implementation is great, but something comes along to kind of derail the process. And what do we learn from that experience? Like, what does the side hustler or small business owner or entrepreneur take away from the experience? How can they come back stronger? How can they go back with their next idea or their next product or service and avoid whatever the situation was? That's the whole point. So in this week's segment, we're going to hear from a hacker who develops an app to solve a common coding problem, but then launches before conducting proper market research. So as you can imagine, it did not go super well. We're going to title this Coder's App Flops on Product Hunt. Product Hunt is a very popular website where coders, programmers, tech-minded people post new products or new apps or new things that they're making. And it can work really well when the product really solves a problem and people like it, then a lot of people download it. You can get a lot of people to test your service. You can actually launch your service that way. But as you might imagine, this is not a success story. So let's hear the details from Jeremy. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi, I'm Jeremy. As a hacker and coder, I love creating solutions for common coding problems. Recently, I developed an app aimed at solving a particularly annoying issue many developers face. I was confident that the app would be a hit and planned to launch it on Product Hunt and Hacker News, two platforms known for giving the right products massive exposure. With high hopes, I listed my app on both sites. I expected it to gain traction quickly, but the reality was far from my expectations. On Product Hunt, I received very few upvotes and quickly fell off the front page. The reception on Hacker News was even harsher. Not only did it get downvoted, but the comments section consisted mostly of critical feedback. Several users pointed out major security problems with my app that I hadn't considered. They highlighted vulnerabilities that could be exploited, and one even suggested that using the app could put users' systems at risk. It was a hard pill to swallow, especially since I had been so confident in my creation. But unfortunately, I realized they were right. I had made a critical mistake by not conducting proper market research before launching the app. I mean, I had assumed that because I found the solution useful, that others would too. I spent the next few days really thinking through the feedback, which fortunately died down since my posts didn't attract a lot of upvotes. It became clear that I needed to go back to the drawing board. The app needed significant improvements, particularly in terms of security. I also needed a better understanding of my target audience and their needs. This experience taught me several important lessons. First, understanding your audience and their concerns is crucial for developing a successful product. Second, security should always be a top priority, especially when developing software that others will use. Ignoring this can lead to severe consequences, as I learned. I've since started working on a new version of the app, this time with a focus on addressing the security issues raised by the Hacker News community. I'm also engaging more with potential users to get their input and ensure that the app truly meets their needs. It's been a humbling experience, but I'm grateful for the feedback and the opportunity, too, to learn from my mistakes. For now, it's back to the drawing board, but I'm more determined than ever to create something valuable and secure for the next version. I'll be back.
Awesome. I appreciate the transparency. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for sharing the story. I always say never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is the theme of Failure Friday. And especially with an app, You know, when you put something on Hacker News or Product Hunt or whatever the forum might be, or it could be something on Reddit, somewhere else, this is where you get this kind of feedback. And of course, it's nice if you can get that sooner. But in this case, at least, Jeremy's going to come back stronger with something else. And that's what it's all about, right? Is iterating, trying new things, moving forward positively, even if you have a negative experience. That's my encouragement to you. Thank you for being part of Side Hustle School. It's always completely free. We've got a new episode every day. This was episode 2806. I hope you'll come back tomorrow, wherever you listen to podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.